Well, good evening, gentlemen. It's another Friday night, and tonight I'll be drinking San Miguel, having a change from Moretti tonight. Now, I've got a couple of news items for you, and I'll put the links down below. Now, when I was a younger man, men used to go to the gym. Not so much as they do today, but they still went to the gym. Femmes hardly ever went to the gym. But they may have a DVD or a video cassette, remember them? With Jane Fonda workout. But that's usually as far as they went. So why are all these femmes going to the gym now? Dressing up in these eye-catching outfits. They're going to the gym because the men and the males are at the gym. That's why. Same as a video gaming. Femmes could have played video games anytime they wanted, they just didn't want to. But then they realized that's where the men were. And now we've seen how the video gaming industry is a complete mess. And femmes are now causing scenes in gyms as well. Anyway, the first story is about a gym tot. You know what they are, guys. This femme was videoing herself sort of exercising or whatever she was doing. But there was a male far off in the picture who was kind of staring at the femme, probably wondering what the hell she was doing. And it looks like she doesn't know what she's doing. But she's got a cute little outfit on, as you know, they all do. And as she's making this video, she kind of says the man's staring at her all the time, gawking at her, and that she feels unsafe. And because the femme looked so awkward what she was doing, the man came over and asked if she wanted some help. But she refused his help, of course. And the femme says how they accost her all the time, men. And I guess she put this video on somewhere, but people didn't actually see it the way she wanted them to. And they said the man wasn't gawking at her, he was just looking at what the hell she was doing. And that he actually did want to help her. He wasn't trying to pick her up or chat her up or anything. So this entitled femme made another video to apologize. Yeah, right. If nobody said anything, she wouldn't have apologized. She was trying to cause drama out of nothing. And unfortunately, this is what femmes do. This femme couldn't tell the truth or be honest if her life depended on it. And this is what men have to put up with when they're going to the gym just to goddamn work out. Anyway, guys, take a read of the story and see what you guys think. All she wanted was attention. From a male, of course. Let's move on to the next news item. Here's a femme who is 26 years old, and she's a teacher. And she's been charged with rape of a 16-year-old male student, so she would give him good grades. And as you can see, you guys, you see more and more of these all the time. Do you think they just started doing it? No, of course not. They've been found out more and more because people are now looking for it. But they still get charged less than a man does in the same situation, don't they? This picture makes her look like she's a bit hard as nails, actually. But it's amazing what, say, 3 inches of makeup will do. Her excuse in court will probably be she's had a rather rough breakup and she was in an abusive, controlling relationship before. When, of course, there is no excuse for it, is there? She knows what's right and wrong. Funny how the femmes don't get on their soapboxes and start yelling and screaming at this femme, wanting to run her out of town like they do men. The double standards for femmes is everywhere, isn't it? Be extra aware out there today, guys. Femmes are running loads of scams to get money. You may go with a femme consensually, but then she'll change her mind and she'll say it wasn't consensual. Be careful of that one, guys. Soon we'll have to have a lawyer present and we'll have to sign papers. Femmes have destroyed a spontaneous relationship. In fact, they pretty much destroyed everything, including themselves. Remember, guys, they're not your responsibility anymore, and walk away. At least then you'll live to fight another day.
Let's move on to the weather. And today the weather is going to be windy and rainy. Pretty well over the whole of the country, especially in the south coast. Plenty of wind and rain down there.
Hey, camera one.
Oh, and here's a news story come in. The sudden death of Carl Baker, our BTN cameraman.
Hey, I'm not dead.
And commiserations to his family and friends at this very, very sad time.